with Seth Davis, and I want to ask you first your thoughts on just the scale of this whole operation. I mean, there's what, 24 announcers and 10 sideline reporters in here. It's a huge operation this year.
Well, it's definitely grown with the same number of games, but it's exciting. I mean, it's kind of fun for me to get to know all the Turner folks, whether it's the on-air talent guys I'll be working with, or the executives, or the producers. Turner's a great culture. They love basketball, and you can really get their excitement about doing the NCAA tournament. Like Charles was saying, I mean, these guys watch a lot of college basketball. Everybody watches the tournament, and they're just really jacked up to be a part of it.
You've been sort of above the fray in the studio the last couple of years when they've been jumping around with four games at the same time. What do you make of the staggered schedule? How different an experience is that going to be for people?
It's going to be a much better experience because, the bottom line is if you're a viewer, you'll never again be taken away from a game that you want to watch. And, it's a very difficult task at CBS to move all these audiences around and not upset people. No matter what move you make, someone is not going to be happy somewhere. That person probably has a Twitter feed and a Facebook page and a telephone. So, I think it's going to take people maybe a half a day or half of a game to figure out where all their networks are, where all their games are. And we live in a remote control society. I think people are going to really, the viewer is the biggest winner in all this.
A couple on the court questions. First of all, I mean, people are sort of assuming that Ohio State and Kansas and maybe Pittsburgh are going to be three number one seeds. Who do you think are the contenders for the fourth number one seed right now?
You know what? It is a very, very deep roster for that. I mean, it starts with Notre Dame and Duke. BYU and San Diego State will probably have a hard time, but they're at least in the mix. Even a team like Florida, which won the SEC East by three games, if they win the SEC tournament, I mean, they at least have to be in the conversation. So I think you literally have maybe eight or nine teams that can go into the last four. And North Carolina, I mean, North Carolina won the ACC regular season outright. If they win the ACC tournament, it's going to be very hard to keep them off the top line. So I think it's a little bit wider open than we're used to seeing at this stage.
And how much should we judge BYU on the Davies incident? And everybody says, well, the NCAA might knock them down a couple of seed lines. Is that fair? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, you definitely have to take it into account. I mean, you have to be aware of the fact that they are not the same team that they were for most of the season. Having said that, I think ultimately they're going to be judged on what they do and how they play. If they go ahead and win the Mountain West tournament, I think they're going to be seated exactly where they would have been seated with Brandon Davies. If they lose, I think you have to say, well, this really is not the same team. So I think they'll be rewarded for their wins, but they might be penalized a little bit more because of their loss. If they lose, I think that'll be more of a factor.